This is Tom Warren inviting you to take a few minutes out of your day and listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we have been engaged in a study of the question, what does Jesus himself think of the church? And in those preceding lessons, we have, in answer to that question, noted that he planned for the church. Secondly, that he died for the church. Third, that he loved the church. Fourth, he cleansed and sanctified the church. Fifth, he is the Savior of the church. Sixth, he nourishes and cherishes the church. And seventh, the church is the pillar and support of his truth, the gospel. Now today, in the eighth place, as we continue our study of the question, what does Jesus Christ himself think of the church? We note that it is his body. Now, I have mentioned this in passing in some of the other points, but let me call your attention to a number of passages of Scripture. First of all, in the book of Ephesians, in the first chapter, verses 22 and 23. Here the Apostle Paul says, "And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Now, friends, there can simply be no question about it. The Bible teaches that the church is the body of Christ. And in the first chapter of Colossians, verse 18, it teaches that the body is the church. Now, if the church is the body, and the body is the church, and it is, and if indeed there is one body, and that is the case, turn in your own Bible and read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Now, friends, do not take my word for it, and do not take anyone else's word for it. I want to plead with you to open your Bible and read these passages. Read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and you'll find that the church is the body, and the body is the church. And then read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, that there is one body. Now, if the body is one, and the body is the church, it's clear that there is simply one church. Now, I know there are many churches all about, but I'm talking about one church according to the plan of God. And by the way, every person who obeys the gospel is added with the Lord himself to that church. The Bible teaches us what to do to be saved, and when we have done it, we are not under then the obligation of looking about us to see which kind of denomination to join. Rather, the Bible makes clear that the very acts of obedience which bring us into salvation, which bring us into Christ, bring us into the church or the body. Now, just as we know that in the relationship of a human body to its head, the body does what the head directs it to do. And that is to be the relationship of the church to its head, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is to let its light so shine before men that others may, by watching the church, see something about the Lord Jesus Christ and be drawn to him. Notice the words of our blessed Lord in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. "Let your light so shine before men that others may see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven." We are taught further in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel," that written to the brethren in the church at Philippi. And so, what the church does as the body of Christ is to reflect the principles of the gospel. Members of the body of Christ are to make clear that the body is not as valuable as the soul, that this life is not as valuable as eternity, that being right with Christ and having his approval is of much greater value than having the approval of our fellow man. And so the church is not only the pillar and support of his truth, the gospel, it is his body, and it is what he will save. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 tells us that he is the Savior of the body. Will you not be with us next time then as we continue the very important study, what does Jesus Christ think of the church?